listening to Lace Up the Leathers. I'm your host, Angel Sims, and this is episode number 16. Our topic today is Joe Louis's 11-year reign and first retirement.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world. Joe Louis's 11-year reign and first retirement.
When it comes to the greatest boxers of all time, few can match the achievements of Joe Louis. The Brown Bomber, as he was known, dominated the heavyweight division for over a decade, winning 25 consecutive title fights and defending his championship a record 11 times. In this podcast, we will delve into the life and career of Joe Louis, exploring his rise to stardom, his defining fights, and his first retirement from boxing.
Born in 1914 in Alabama, Joe Louis grew up in a time of great social and racial tension. His family moved to Detroit when he was just a child, and it was there that he discovered his talent for boxing. As a teenager, Louis trained with the legendary boxing coach Jack Blackburn, who recognized his potential and honed his skills. In 1934, Louis turned professional, and it didn't take long for him to make a name for himself. He started his career with 27 consecutive wins, with 23 knockouts, establishing himself as one of the most devastating punchers in the sport. In 1937, he got the chance to fight for the heavyweight championship against James Braddock, the Cinderella Man, who had upset the odds to win the title.
Louis made light work of Braddock, knocking him down several times before winning by a knockout in the eighth round. With that, he became the champion and embarked on a reign that would last for over a decade. Over the next few years, Louis continued to dominate the heavyweight division, defeating the likes of Max Schmeling, Billy Kahn, and Jersey Joe Walcott with ease. The fight against Schmeling was particularly significant. Schmeling, a German fighter, had defeated Louis in their first encounter in 1936, in what was seen as a propaganda victory for Nazi Germany. The rematch, held in 1938, was a much-anticipated event, with tensions running high. Schmeling was seen as a symbol of Aryan supremacy, while Louis was viewed as a champion for the African-American community. Louis didn't disappoint. He pummeled Schmeling for three rounds, knocking him down three times before the fight was stopped. The victory was not just a triumph for Louis but for all those who had been persecuted and oppressed. It was a symbol of hope and pride for African Americans and a message to the world that talent knows no boundaries, be it race or religion. The rise of Joe Louis coincided with some of the darkest moments in world history. When he won his first title, the Great Depression was still raging, and the world was on the brink of war. Louis became a beacon of hope in bleak times, a reminder that despite all the hardships, human strength and perseverance shine through.
However, even the greatest champions have their setbacks. After years of success, Louis faced his toughest challenge yet, facing Ezzard Charles, a younger, more agile fighter, in their first encounter in 1950. Louis was no longer the dominant force he had once been, but he put up a brave fight, only to lose by unanimous decision.
It was a turning point in his career, and after losing to Rocky Marciano in 1951, Louis announced his retirement from boxing. His reign as heavyweight champion, which had lasted for 11 years, had come to an end.
Joe Louis's retirement marked the end of an era, but his legacy lived on. He had changed the face of boxing and established himself as one of the greatest boxers of all time. He had become a hero not just for his skill in the ring, but also for his courage, determination, and grace in the face of adversity.
In conclusion, Joe Louis's career was a testament to the power of human spirit and the endless potential of a single person to overcome obstacles and reach great heights. His 11-year reign as heavyweight champion and his first retirement were just two chapters in a remarkable life story that continues to inspire generations of aspiring boxers. Joe Louis will forever remain a legend in the world of boxing and beyond.
Episode 16 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Angel Sims. Adios.